Hi, you're listening to the Water Podcast. This is one of the last lightning podcasts I'll have. Just now with me is Dennis from Opera Software. Dennis, will you please tell us something about you?
Yeah, I'm Dennis Turkoglu. I'm from Opera Software. I live in Oslo. I'm originally from Istanbul. I've been working in Opera for 1.5 years. I work as a QA engineer. I mainly develop tools and it was really fun to be here.
What's your day-to-day job there at Opera Software?
I have a few tasks. I maintain our bug checker. I fix the bugs in the bug checker. And I code tools and I fix the stuff we have. And now my main task is using our protocol scope to make tools like Watcher and WebDriver. And, you know, to remotely drive Opera so we can make tests for the browser. So we'll be using Watcher and the like to test the browser, not the web applications in the browser.
The two of you were talking about how all other people at the conference are using Water to test web applications, and the two of you were the only one that using Water to test the browser.
Yeah, we will use Watcher mainly to test the browser.
How come you've chosen Water and not some other tool?
It was chosen quite some time ago.
The company chose it, or did you?
Yeah, our department has chosen it, and the API is quite nice and simple.
Yeah, the API is great.
It's very human readable, and it's easy to maintain. So that's one of the reasons we went for it. And the other implementations are also nice. But yeah, I think that's mainly the reason. The API is quite simple and nice and easy to work with.
How come you've chosen Opera Water and not Opera Water?
Yeah, that decision was done before I was in the project, so I don't know about that.
Is there a chance that you'll change it to Opera Water before you release it?
I don't know. I mean, the naming is, you know, is something that's something not my decision.
Yeah, because I'm just wondering. It's strange because you put so much work in a Water implementation in Opera, and then you choose not to use Opera name.
Yeah, but it's FileWater, OpWater, so. And it's IE Water, not Internet Explorer Water, so.
Yeah, but there's Safari Water, and I kind of like when the browser name is in the name of the Water implementation. But
I can see your point. I can bring it up with the other guys, and we can maybe.
I was just talking with Mark, and he also said, it's so strange they're using OpWater, not Opera Water. It's not much longer and makes much more sense.
But Op has different meanings as well, so.
Never mind.
I don't know. I mean, the decision was done a lot before. So.
What did you talk about at the conference?
I talked about a few things. I've shown one of the frameworks we have for functional tests in WebOps. It's based on WebDriver, something similar to Watcher. And it's using HTML unit. Actually, now HTML unit is in Watcher as well with Celerity. So it's a wrapper of JRuby. It's quite fast. That's why we liked it. It was quite fast. My second presentation was about Opera Water.
People really liked it. There was a loud applause when you showed us Opera derived by
Water.
By Water.
It doesn't do much. It actually loads the page, types the keys, and you know, and then submits.
It's a start.
But yeah, better than nothing.
I was really surprised when I heard that somebody is working on implementing Opera Water, and when I heard that it's the Opera software that's doing it, I was really pleasantly surprised.
I think we have an advantage because we are the only company that develops Watcher inside the company. So we actually have support for it from within the core developers, module developers. We will not go through hacks to do some stuff.
Yeah, like other people have to.
Yeah, that's a big advantage.
Thank you a lot.
You're welcome.
Dennis, I hope we'll meet and talk to you soon.
Okay, yeah. It was a pleasure meeting you. See ya.
Hi, my name is Greg Yeos, and welcome to the Water Podcast. I'm a software tester in Austin, Texas, and also a songwriter. And if you like some of the music you're hearing at the beginning of the podcast and at the end, go check it out at www.greggyows.com. That's greggyows.com. Enjoy the podcast. Thank you.
Slim City Slicker.